Okay, so I did not come intending to tell a story, so it's totally improvised. But I do feel like I owe it to my partner who is here to tell the story of hopefully our redemption. And he's probably not pleased that all the details are going to become exposed. So my wonderful partner and I met in Freetown, Sierra Leone in 2011, is that correct? And we were roommates unexpectedly for 3 weeks when I needed a place to live as I was coming in and he was on his way out, and his roommate offered me a room in his shared house. And we had what I thought was immediate sexual chemistry, and he will chime in if I'm incorrect. But at the time, he was dating what later became a very good friend of mine. So for 2 years I lived in Sierra Leone. My best friend was Hafsatu, his ex. We kept in touch. Occasionally we'd meet up in New York. He tried to put the moves on me, but I felt guilty because of my friend. So years passed like this. Another point, he was supposed to come visit me. I left Sierra Leone, went to Paris. He had left Sierra Leone, went to Bulgaria. I think I had, at that point, gotten over the fact that his ex was my friend because she was married at this point. So he was supposed to come visit me in Paris, and yes, he backed out and stood me up because he was seeing another girl. So, thank you, thank you. That was my reaction, exactly. Okay, so fast forward 5 years. Still. Wait, we'll get to that. Just kidding. So fast forward 5 years. He's back in the States. I was working for an international organization in Paris, come back home to DC to work for another international organization where, when he and I started speaking again. And this is where it gets not so funny and a little bit sad, so it makes me a little nervous to tell the whole story, but hopefully he will not kill me at the end of the night. So at this point I was in DC, he was in New Hampshire. Actually not the easiest long distance, even though we were both in the U.S. Actually, New York-Paris would have been easier. But we dealt with it. And I think it went on for about 6 months. A very important milestone is that at some point during our relationship for the first time, I consulted a magic eight ball whether he was my soulmate, and the magic eight ball said yes, conclusively. But the long distance was not easy. So as we were navigating that, I was working on a difficult country, and my colleague, who was working on the country with me, and I got close. So I regret to say that I cheated on Mike with my colleague when we were on a work trip together in Cambodia. And this was all very hush-hush. It happened, brushed it under the rug, at least that's what I thought. But after we came back, the flirtation kind of continued. And what was really hard for Mike was that, was that he found out on a trip with me to Oaxaca for my best friend's wedding, where he knew nobody, and I was texting with the guy. I'm very ashamed of myself. So yes, that was a huge disaster. The way back from Oaxaca was the one and only time I've ever seen him cry. And he cried the whole way back home, mainly because I played him a very sad playlist, but I would also like to think because of the situation. So we didn't talk for 3 years. And then recently, no, not so recently anymore, in 2020, I think, my parents, my whole family had gotten COVID, so it was a very low time for me. My father was in the hospital in the ICU for a month. And at that point in time, my wonderful one and only came out of hiding to message me, and we rekindled our relationship. And now we are going on 3 years. We had two Akitas and one house. So thank you.